Gracious Father, we're so thankful. We thank you for being so good and kind. Words can't express our gratitude towards a big-hearted God like you. We just thankful. We thank you for everything. But the most of all, we thank you for your word. Bless the souls that you sent this way. You know what each one of us need, and those out in the radio land. Don't let a soul that hear and don't let a soul that is present leave without a blessing. I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. In everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all praises. These blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. To our preachers, deacons and trustees, and all of God's children, the Lord is so grateful. If you always keep a grateful heart towards God, you can make it with God. If you got a complaining heart, you ain't gonna get far with God. Always keep a thankful heart open for God. God is better to us than we to our own selves. He help us when we ain't got sense enough to help our own selves. We got so much to be thankful for. Matthew, the 4th chapter. That's one of the most beautiful song and true song. Order my steps. Order my steps in the Lord. Lord have mercy. If you just listen at the words of that song. The first verse of Matthew 4. Brother Labby talked on this last Sunday. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Our thought is coming out of the 4th verse in the last 4 words. The mouth of God. The mouth of God. Let us, a few moments, take a look at the mouth of God. The mouth of God. It let us know that God has a mouth. That God has a mouth. We don't know the shape of God. We made in his image and is after his likeness. But he took on the image of a man. He's shapeless. He is a spirit. So you can't say I look like God on the outside. But we know one thing, he got a mouth. He said that. The mouth of God. We know that. And his words and his mouth are different from anybody else's mouth and words. God have a strange mouth. God have a mouth not like ours. Different. Mystery to his mouth. A mystery to his mouth. What make it a mystery, can't nobody shed it. You may not like what come out of it, but you sure can't shed it up. Strange mouth. Strange. And I know sometimes what come out God's mouth, sometimes we don't want to hear it. Or we don't like it. But you can't stop it. Ain't no way possible. He got a strange mouth. And Reverend, if his mouth is not like ours, does he have teeth? I don't know. He ain't said nobody had teeth. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm talking about his mouth now. Does he have a tongue? I don't know.
That's right.
He said nobody had a tongue. But I know he got a mouth. I know that. He got a mouth. And he got well, does he drink water? Well, I don't know. I know he don't have to drink it. He don't have to drink. He don't have to eat bread. He don't have to do nothing. See, he got a mouth. And something comes out of it. And everything that comes out of it, man don't agree with it. I know that. But I'm glad today that number one, can't nobody stop his mouth. Can't nobody stop it. And God saying here that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth, every word that come out of the mouth of God. Strange mouth. Not his mouth. I tell you one thing, sisters and brothers, we ought to want what come out of his mouth. We ought to want it. See, a lot of folk run from what come out of his mouth. A lot of folk get afraid what come out of his mouth. And a lot of folk just can't take it. What come out of his mouth. Lord have mercy. I thank God for the mouth. Don't y'all? I tell you one thing, when the mouth speak, man can lay down and die. When the mouth speak, he'll get up and live. I know one thing, power is in the mouth. I know that. I don't know if he got a tongue. I don't know if he got teeth. But I know one thing, power is in his mouth. And I thank God today for his mouth. He is a mystery. Notice now, notice words. We know that. Words comes out of his mouth. We know that, don't we? He got a mouth and he said, word comes out. Because he said, now Everything that comes out of his mouth, every word, we know he got a mouth and he got a word.
Amen.
We know that. Whether he got teeth or not, we know one thing, he got a mouth and he got words. Let us look at this mouth. His mouth and his words are not like ours. Y'all can see my word. Y'all hear my word, but you can't see my word, and I can't see your word. But y'all hear my word. But God's mouth is different. He got a visible word. God's word is a person. I'm not crazy now. Hold your seats. God's word is a person. And that person is the Son of God. That person is the Word of God, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Told you, got a strange word. You got a strange mouth. His word is a person.
Amen.
That word is, that's why so many folk get mixed up with Jesus.
Yeah,
get crossed up with Jesus and the word. They don't really know where Jesus come from.
That's right.
Amen. Lord have mercy. Let me off time tell you and keep on putting in some of you because you still haven't got it yet. That the word of God didn't have its beginning with Mary. And you got to understand that.
Amen.
God's word is a person. God's word is a person.
Uh-huh.
And that person is Jesus. That's where John said, in the beginning.
That's right.
See, in the beginning was the word.
Uh-huh.
See, in the beginning, not begin to start the word, but the word start the beginning.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The word start, and not start the word.
That's right.
In the beginning was the word, was the word of God, and the word was with God. With God, watch that, with God. The word with God, always been with God. God always had a word. Always had a word. With God, and the word was God.
Yes, sir.
The same was in the beginning with God because he got a word.
Amen.
And all things was made by him, the word.
Yes, sir.
Let me about that. Jesus made the whole world and man didn't accept him.
Amen.
The world was made by him. And his own receive him.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
That's why folks get mixed up. Right there. They thought Jesus started with Mary.
Come on, right.
But God got a word.
Uh-huh.
And that word is Jesus. That means I read Philippians 2. For y'all understand that.
Right.
See, he always been equal with God.
That's right.
That's what he told them Pharisees, when y'all see me, y'all see the Father.
That's right.
He had straightened the disciples out like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Boy, you looking at the Father.
Amen.
When you see me, you see the Father.
Right.
I'm his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mouth of God. Watch God. How he can sit down. The devil started that thing off. Everybody got everybody's attention now.
All right. Go ahead, Reverend. Talking about the word. Go ahead.
I ain't forgot where I was. Just stay right there. Watch God. Watch the mouth of God and watch the word. Watch the mouth
of God and watch the word. Now what the mouth got to do when he just can sit down? The word what made all things. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Well, God didn't have to do nothing. His word done it. That means the whole thing was made by him.
That's right.
Hey, God just still said now. Ain't got to move. See, he don't fight with no sword. God had to fight with knife and gun.
Amen.
He fight with his word.
That's right.
Ain't moved yet.
Amen.
And everything came into existence.
Amen.
On his word. Everything is held together by his word.
Amen.
He told the earth to spin until he got enough.
Amen.
And it's still spinning.
Amen.
God hold Jesus, the word of God. Jesus hold all things together. Jesus. That's where you got to know who Jesus is. Folks don't know who Jesus really is. He is the mouth of God. He is the word of God.
Amen.
And folks hadn't got there yet. Lord have mercy. But I'm glad that can't nobody shut him up. The word is a person. And you know who that person is. Whatever the mouth says, it must happen. I don't care what he says, it must happen. God's word is unfailing. God's word is guaranteed. It's unfailing and it is guaranteed. What he said, can't nobody alter what he said. Right now, let folks try to alter things. What God done said, you can alter all you want in your mind, but you can't touch it.
Amen.
It's unfailing. His word will and shall carry out what the mouth said. And God is the mouth, and Jesus is the word. This is why men fail, because they don't left the word of God. We don't want to obey the word of God. That's reason this society is coming up. Because we have left what the mouth of God have told us. And anytime you leave what the mouth of God have said, you finna fall already. Finna fall. Because God's word is truth. I like the way Jesus fixed it when he got here. He said, Now, before my word shall fail, heaven and earth. Now, look at guarantee that is. That's deep.
Yes, sir.
I hear that all the time, but you ain't looked into it. See, before my word shall fail. In other words, before I lie, before you find a crack in my word, you can ram all you want trying to find something. Before my word fail, you know what I do? I destroy heaven and earth for you.
All right.
And then if I destroy heaven and earth, you won't even be here to say he messed up.
Amen.
He can't fail. Unfailing word. Unfailing mouth. And when you understand who God is, whose son the son is, they are one. They are equal. Lord have mercy. I said they are equal. Equal. No wonder Jesus said he come out the bosom of the Father.
Yes, sir. On
his word. Lord have mercy. Ain't that strange? His word, my word, you can't see my word, I can't see your word.
That's right.
But his word, that he came in flesh, he dressed up in flesh, wrapped up in flesh. Now, again, y'all, you don't know how God look.
Amen.
He tall, he low, he fat, he skinny, you don't know how he look.
You're right.
The Bible says he stand behind a light. And no man can approach that light.
That's right.
He ain't got to be shaped like us.
Come on, Reverend.
You know, he upright. You don't know how he is. He's shapeless. The reason you don't let nobody see him, you're trying to make somebody.
That's right.
You'll go and build a little golden thing and little brass. And if you can shape him up, you'll have little brass things all around the church. All on your neck and on your knees and on your pin on you. But you don't know how he's shaped. So you can put some on your wand and say, this God. Huh? Ain't but one thing you can put up there, Jesus. And I ain't talking about no pictures.
Come on,
I'm talking about the name Jesus.
Yes, that's all.
I remember years ago when Vivian, the late Vivian Edwards, Sister Boer, they said they want to push them up there. Y'all see what said up there? Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready to meet him? And I said, I want the words. They want something like a picture. I said, I really don't want that. I said to myself, uh-huh. I left it in the hands of the Lord.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's all you got to do. You ain't doing anything.
That's right.
Sit there and put them. I didn't say nothing. I said, Lord, now, I really want words. I don't want pictures.
Yeah.
When I come back, they met me again. It's a realm. We're going to put up their words.
All right.
I want to see his name. Because we don't know. These pictures we got, photos, or we said Jesus, they don't guarantee Jesus look like that.
Yeah. You're right, sir.
Didn't nobody take Jesus' picture back then.
Come on, Ralph.
And trust the shape, and trust the figure, and trust how Paul, how he looked, and James, and John, and all. You don't know. I don't folks know how to look. They just picture them things in their mind.
All right,
brother.
Hold your hope.
We don't serve pictures.
That's right. Amen.
That's when God said, I ain't going to let you see how I look.
Yeah.
Come, you build a grave image of me.
That's right.
You don't serve image. You got to serve a spirit.
That's right.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
That's the very reason you got to be careful who you worship.
Uh-huh.
The devil got worshipers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure
have. Sure Lord have mercy.
You're right, sir.
That's where we got to stick with the word of God. I don't care what other folks doing. Stick with what come out the mouth of God.
Amen.
If you leave the mouth of God, you have already error. This ain't no change. I don't care what change.
Yeah.
This ain't no change.
Yeah. You're right, sir.
Man can change what he want, but this ain't gonna change. And that means the preacher got to stay with the word.
That's the only thing.
Traditions.
Come on, Reverend.
That's what's wrong with churches now.
That's right.
Tradition don't run folks.
That's right.
Traditions. Just the way it ought to be doing. Who told the Bible didn't say it?
Come on, man.
Dr. Scott said up in the Congress, he said, when tradition and truth meet in an intersection, he said, it's danger intersection.
That's right.
Because tradition folk don't want no truth.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I ain't going to do it like this. But you doing it wrong, sister.
Right.
But this the way we've been doing it, but you've been doing it wrong.
That's right. That's right.
You got to go by the word of God.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. He's unfailing.
Right.
What come out of his mouth is unfailing. God's word get into our mouth. And our mouth become God's word.
That's right.
Y'all got that?
Amen.
And that's right. God's word can get in our mouth. And our mouth become God's word.
Yes,
just like right now. Lord have mercy.
That's right.
I'm proclaiming God's word.
That's right. Amen.
I'm proclaiming God's word.
Yeah.
What did I have, Reverend Walker? God's word got in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm spitting out what he put in my mouth.
Amen. Amen.
No wonder Jesus said, you can't hear without the preacher.
Yes, sir.
No wonder he said that. No, he can't preach, it's been sent. But we ain't going to deal with that right now. But we're dealing with it when he can't hear without a preacher now.
Yeah.
We're dealing with the mouth.
Yeah. That's it.
You got to hear the preacher.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like him. You got to hear somebody.
Yeah.
If you don't like me, you better find a nothing you like.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hello.
Amen.
And that's how you tell a real preacher, by his lifestyle.
Come on, Reverend.
And when he bring the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
If he bringing the word of God, a false preacher gonna skip around a lot of things in the Bible.
Amen.
But a real preacher don't skip over nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
You're right.
If it hit him, he get hit.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Notice what he said. He said, now every word that was proceeding, that means everything that he wrote. No wonder Jesus said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Yeah.
A real preacher don't tell you everything.
That's right.
Whether you like it or not, everything.
Yes, amen.
He ain't gonna just talk about faith all the time.
Come on,
prosperity.
Come on,
that's all folk want to hear, how to get money.
Yeah.
How to
yeah.
be rich. And
you're right.
What about your sins?
Come on,
Rev.
Come on,
I'm going to talk about it. It's in there.
Yeah.
But we don't want to hear that. That's a one-sided gospel.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's just like leaving sugar out the cake.
Come on, now.
We need to have a balanced meal.
Yeah.
When you got a balanced meal, you tell them everything the Lord said. Teach them to observe all things.
Yeah.
And I know some of y'all don't pay me a bit of attention.
Come on now. Amen. Give me the light with
y'all
you.
Think I'm crazy. I ain't crazy.
Yes, sir.
But I tell you one thing. You sure know I'm telling you the truth.
That's right. That's right.
I guarantee you you know that.
That's right. Right.
It's not my word. I got it from the mouth.
Yeah.
And when the mouth spit out his word, the word got in me.
Yeah.
And when the word get in me, I spit out what he tell me to say.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord have mercy. I just don't like the way he said, get mad with the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. The mouth.
The mouth. The mouth of God.
Yeah.
See, God don't use angels to preach the gospel.
Come on, Reverend. Come on, Reverend.
He used human beings.
Amen.
I'm waiting on an angel. You'll be waiting on an angel until
yeah.
Jesus come back
yeah.
and die and go to hell.
Yeah.
That's all you'll do. You just die and go to hell because ain't no angel going to come preach to you.
That's right.
But you don't know who I am. I'm somebody. You ain't nobody.
Yeah. Amen.
The gospel for everybody. One gospel. I don't care if you're big shot, little shot, rich, whatever. It's for everybody. One gospel.
Yeah.
One word. And that word is Jesus Christ. Hey, y'all. Y'all know what? Don't y'all hear what these folks got to say about this and about that? This gospel, this religion, it ain't but one true religion, and that's the Christian religion.
That's right.
Ain't but one of them.
You're right. Ain't but one.
A thousand different denominations, but not but one true religion, and that's Christianity.
Amen.
All the rest of them false.
Amen.
I don't care what folk tell you. Word of God, Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man. I don't care who you are, where you come from, what you got. No man coming to the Father that they come by me. I'm the Word of God.
That's the way. That's the only way.
A lot of folk trying to get to the Father and want to skip Jesus. I don't like the cross. Well, buddy, you ain't going to heaven then.
Yeah.
Everybody that go to heaven got to go by the cross.
Yeah. That's right. You got to go.
And what I mean by that, you got to take it up. You got to believe that he died for your sin. And not only that, you got to, after that, I'm got to take it up. He don't put in your hand, I told you about that. But you've got to take that thing up yourself and start following him.
That's right. That's right.
And buddy, it'll get heavy sometimes.
Yeah.
On the cross, you're suffering.
Yeah.
Lied on. Talked about.
Yeah.
My meal get low.
Yeah.
My money get low.
Yeah.
Anything may happen. But one thing I got somebody.
Yeah.
God already done the hard part. The Word done the hard part.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord have mercy. The mouth of God. Let my time about just about gone. So I'm proclaiming now, right now, I'm proclaiming the Word of God.
Amen.
Now watch this, it's very important. The devil want us to think. Isn't that just good now? The devil want us to think, want men to think that only, just only material things will last. Material things was the best for you. But Jesus met it in the wilderness and told him, now he's telling us that man shall not live. Lord have mercy. See, man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by biscuit alone. Man shall not live by rolls alone. He shall not live by toast alone and cornbread. He shall live by the Word of God. In other words, if he want his body to live, he got to eat some cornbread. But it's something more important to your body than cornbread. And that would make, that would make a lot of folks think. Physical thing, material thing, the best. That's just for the body. What it for? To keep the body strong. To keep it going. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus said, you got to eat me.
All right, Reverend.
Every word that proceedeth, every word that come out of the mouth of God, if man want life, he got to eat me. He got to eat the Word of God, but folks don't like Jesus. Jesus. No, folks just want their belly full of bread and they satisfied. Y'all notice that? Folks love to eat. Other better come, you know, you get around folk, you be with them every day, you find a folk love to eat.
Yeah.
Eat.
You're right, Jim. You're so right.
Little folk to eat, too.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about me now, I'm all little folk. Eat. What do you mean?
Love to eat.
Folk love to keep their belly full.
Yeah. Come on now.
Just got through eating. An hour later,
yeah.
Got some popcorn.
Right.
Just got some potato chips, anything. Just got to put something in there.
You're right.
The devil wants you to think it's all of it. It's all of it. But there's something else to this thing. Something more important. Just like beet bread, good for the body. But what about the soul?
Yeah.
If you wanted to live forever, you got to eat off Jesus. Y'all remember when Jesus fed them folk, fed the 5,000 with two little fish and five loaves of bread? They were satisfied. When he got through feeding them, nobody done, Brother Evans.
They told Jesus, we want to make you king. Just to keep you, I can sit down and don't worry.
That sounds like us.
Just go to the grocery store. Just follow Jesus. Yeah. Ain't doing nothing. Just sit down. Time to eat, Jesus.
That's all.
That's when Jesus left them. That's when he went on the other side of the sea. They want to make him king. Can't you see church folk getting together?
Yeah.
I believe we can make it with him.
Them Pharisees ain't never done nothing like
that.
Right. Ain't paying no attention to spiritual food. And they were searching for Jesus. They find out he was on the other side. They got there. And when they ran up on him again, Jesus looked at him. Jesus said, now, if y'all really want life,
come on.
I know what you follow me for.
Come on.
You follow me for biscuits and grits, pork chops and steaks. But if you really want life, if you really want to really live forever,
yeah.
He said, now you got to eat me.
Yeah.
God of mine. Look how he turned on so quick. Look what he said. He said, this is a hard saying. That's what the Pharisees said. This is a hard saying. Some of his disciples, one that followed him, a learner, said, this is a hard saying. God of mine. And the Bible said, when he said that, they walked off. You know what he said? Man, I should forget you, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's
I thought you were hitting on something. Just want to eat bread. Jesus looked at his disciples and said, are y'all going to leave me also?
Yeah.
Peter said, where are we going? You got life.
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, he don't make nobody follow him.
No.
So right now, folks don't want Jesus.
Yeah.
A lot of folks come here on Sunday, they don't hear what I said, some of them.
Yeah. You're right. Amen.
They just want to hear me sing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's why I stop singing so much.
Yeah. Preach, Reverend.
They don't want no bread from heaven.
Yeah.
Those of you who knew me before I started preaching, I sung, and y'all know that.
That's it.
I sung.
Yeah.
In a quartet, male coat, down in Mount Hebron, I sung in the choir, I sung. But now I've been called to preach.
Preach, Reverend.
Preach, Reverend. Yeah.
Amen.
If you didn't get it then, back then, before you called me, you done messed up now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got to preach now.
Preach.
I've got to bring the word of God now.
Yeah.
I get you all hemmed up and singing. I don't want to grow you up on songs.
That's it.
Song can't hold you when the wind blows.
Yeah.
Song can't hold you when the lightning flash.
Yeah.
Song can't hold you when the thunder rolls.
Yeah.
But if you get the word of God.
Preach.
You've got something to hold you.
Yeah.
When friends walk off and leave you, you've got something you can lean on.
Yeah.
Then you better lean on what come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And the word come out his mouth.
Yeah.
Hold him up, hold him.
Buddy, you can lean on that.
Yeah.
Ask some of the old folk. They've been leaning on him a long time.
Yeah.
And he ain't gave away yet.
Yeah.
Got to eat, but come out his mouth.
Oh, yes, sir.
You got to hear what the preacher got to say.
Yeah.
Sometimes it may seem like it unpleasant, but you better eat it.
Yeah.
Eat nothing but cake and chocolate ice cream, or I'd put words in you.
Full of words. The words.
He didn't want the dessert.
See, you need to eat a balanced meal.
Yeah, we do.
Keep the wind out you.
Yeah.
Wind will stop your growth.
That's right. That's right.
That's good preaching.
See, when you have a banner meal, it'll keep you clean out.
That's right.
You know, ain't nobody old country preaching anyway. You know
it. That's all. Just going on, Reverend.
Preach the word.
Hold him up.
up on it.
See, when you get to lean on that stuff, you don't feel like doing nothing.
You don't
feel like going cut the grass. Right. Don't feel like cleaning your house up. Right. You ain't eating the right stuff. Nothing but sweetening and that stuff make you lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy. Don't feel like, it just saying yourself, spirit the same way. Don't want to come to church.
Come on, Reverend.
Calling on saying nothing. You going to church tomorrow, honey? See, lazy. But the word will keep you with some life in you.
Yeah.
You can't hardly wait till next Sunday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I was watching some wolves on Wild World Kingdom. I was watching them wolves, how they survive.
That's right.
I was watching how when they're searching for food and can't find it, but when they catch a prey and they eat them up, and they eat a lot of it. Because sometimes they can't find it for their young ones. And the young ones hungry. But I saw something now, watching real well. When he can't find no more food, he ate some extra. He regurgitate. He throw up what in him. And the little babies eat it. And not only them, he eats some too.
That's right.
That's right. That's the way they hold it.
We got to eat what God regurgitates.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, Rabbi.
Whatever he throw up,
we gotta eat.
You better eat it.
Yeah. You're right.
Whatever he throw up, you better eat it.
All right. I hear you, Rabbi.
It's good for the soul.
Yeah.
Keep on throwing up, Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Keep on throwing up.
Yeah.
My mouth is open. Keep on throwing up.
Yeah.
I ain't even get to my strip, you, but I want to tell you this. It's life in his mouth.
Yeah.
If you want life,
oh, yes, sir.
You got to go to the mouth of God. His mouth is life to a dying soul.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about an eternal life. His mouth is bread from heaven to a hungry soul. His mouth is water in a thirst for a thirsty soul.
Yeah.
And I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
And I'd like to tell you today that the more you eat, the sweeter it gets. As the old folks said, it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. The summer said, oh, taste the Lord and see that the Lord is good. Have you tasted? Ain't he all right? Everything come out the mouth is good for you.
Yeah.
Everything you need is in the mouth of the Lord.
Yeah.
If you want joy, it's in the mouth of the Lord.
Yeah.
If you want peace, it's in the mouth of the Lord. If you can't love nobody, it's in the mouth of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eternal life is in the mouth of the Lord. And the word of God is all you need. I got it right a long time ago. Have you got it right? I lean on his word. His word woke me up early this morning. Yeah. His word watched over me all night long. I got his word. Do you have his word? Hey, yeah. I love his word. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Lord, his word. died on the cross. They put the rod in the grave. It stayed there 3 days and three nights. But early Sunday morning, the word got out the grave with all power in his hand. Love would come out his mouth. It is the word of God. That's the only thing that helped this dying society. Nothing but the word. That's all. Ain't nothing else can help this dying world. It's nothing but what come out the mouth of God. That's what make you live. That's when you got life. When you feed off what come out God's mouth. And the word of God, Jesus Christ our Lord.